Steve, you were smiling at the full-time whistle. Bit of a relief from the fans around. How does that feel? Bit of a weight off the chest?
Well, it's ridiculous after a week. People are starting to question you. Yes, we've had a difficult week in terms of results-wise, but, you know, when you analyse it, we were close to blowing Hull away, first game. We were very close to blowing these away. To be fair, they've stuck at it. And, you know, we've made a mistake for the only mistake we made in the game. They've got them back in it. But just shows you how quickly this club can lurch into a crisis after a week. So I'm aware of it. The nonsense that's been going around is nonsense. You know, I've got a nucleus of a decent team. I know that. We're young. We could see that today. We made a few mistakes. And thankfully, under pressure, I have to say, they've performed really, really, really well. Our first half performance is arguably as good as it's been since I've been here.
And you complain about gilt-edged chances being missed so far this season. You scored four today. The first time Villa have scored four in more than 2 years.
Well, we could have scored another four, if the truth be known. So, you know, the one at the end, and we had two or three chances before we even scored. So, I'm not getting carried away, because we've seen Hourihane do it before, and he needs, some of the players have been only here 6 months. They need time to adapt and flourish and get used to it. And they know what it's like to play now under the pump, as I call it. So I'm pleased that there's a response, and shut all the nonsense up, which we lurch into a crisis after a week here. It's ridiculous. And I understand the way the club has been over the last 4 or 5 years, but that's where we are.
I know you call it nonsense, but you must afford yourself perhaps a little pat on the back tonight and a smile
looking. Look, I've been in it a long, long time. You know, I understand the problems that we've had and what we still face. You know, there's a big myth out there that I've got millions and millions to spend. We haven't. I haven't spent millions in the summer. So there's still a rebuilding job to go along and to nurture the young kids who are coming along. We had four in the finish who are 19, 20, playing for the club, local homegrown ones. Greeny and the centre forward I thought was terrific on his first home game of the season. So, you know, in that respect, we're bright, but we still need a hand. We've still got a bit to do, and I'll try my best.
Steve, the way that Keaton Davis played, you would not have known that was a teenager making his first championship start, the way he led the line properly.
Well, he was magnificent on Monday night and led the line, and I've said all along, I mean, 20-odd years in football, you're only as good as your strikers. And certainly today, he was a handful from the start. He was tough, resilient. And, you know, he's playing non-league a year ago. So it just goes to show that, you know, they're still out there. These diamonds are still out there. And it looks as if we've unearthed one because, you know, he played a great role in the victory today.
And Andre had threatened to score a goal like that towards the tail end of last season, the finish today of highest quality.
Yeah, I just wish he had stuck the second one in. You know, we could have made it five at the death. He's missed an awful header again. But look, again, he's 19 years old and has threatened it. So we're delighted the way he's maturing. He's got a big future ahead of him if he sticks at it and doesn't listen to the nonsense. He's got a big future.
And just finally, a word for Conor Hourihane, because it has taken him a while, as you outlined, to settle. Nothing will settle you more than getting four goals in 100 minutes of football, which he's done in the last two games.
Yeah, absolutely. It does your confidence, probably when it was at its lowest, a little bit. Look, him and Lansbury, and you know, they were at the top in terms of created chances and goals when we brought them here. And it's fair to say, you know, they're trying still to get used to coming to terms with playing for Aston Villa in front of a big expectant crowd. That can only do him the world of good, because as soon as he gets around the edge of the box, you know that sparkle and an eye for a goal is always there. It's the reason why we bought him, and that goes for Lansbury too. So in that respect, I'm delighted for Conor, who practices every day, free kicks, edge of the box, when he gets there. And he's got a certain way of putting it that you think, if he gets 18, 20 yards out, it's a goal.